SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Many Israelis on Thursday were stocking up on basic supplies due to fears of a war with Iran after Monday's attack on Iran's embassy in Damascus, assumed to be by Israel, in which the Islamic Revolutionary Guard's corps' most senior official in Syria, along with his deputy, five other IRGC officers, and at least one member of Hezbollah, died. Iran threatened retaliation. On Tuesday and Wednesday, Iran's proxy in Lebanon, Hezbollah, launched rockets at the Hardov area in Israel from a military post in the area of Kfar Haman. Within a few minutes, fighter jets and aircraft struck Hezbollah infrastructure and military posts, including the posts from which the rockets were launched, and the operatives who fired the rockets. The rocket attacks set off sirens in multiple communities in Israel along the northern border with Lebanon, including in Nahariya. The Iron Dome missile defense system shot down most of the rockets and others landed without causing damage. The tension in the north with Iran came at the same time as Major General Aaron Haliva, head of the IDF's military intelligence directorate, told troops, many of whom were fighting in Gaza, "I have told you more than once that it is not certain that the worst is behind us, and we have complex days ahead of us." All IDF leave was cancelled, increasing speculation that an escalation of hostilities in the north was imminent. Adding to civilian fears were widespread disruptions to navigation apps such as Google Maps, Waze, and other systems that use GPS, with many Tel Aviv area motorists being shown that they were in Beirut. The army said that this was an intentional interruption to services. President Joe Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu on Thursday and for the first time told him that an immediate ceasefire in Gaza is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians. And he urged the Prime Minister to empower his negotiators with Hamas to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home. His call came after unprecedented internal pressure in the US after an Israeli missile killed seven aid workers in Gaza on Monday night. Three cars from a World Central Kitchen convoy were targeted one after another by drone-fired missiles, leaving seven humanitarian workers dead. Lalzwami Zomi Frankum, 43, from Melbourne, died doing the work she loved, her family said in a statement. She was the World Kitchen's relief lead in Gaza and was described as a kind, selfless and outstanding human being who travelled the world helping others in their time of need. IDF Chief of Staff Herzliya Levy issued an apology after midnight on Wednesday for the deadly strike, saying it was a result of misidentification, which was being investigated and learnt from. Halevi said the IDF works closely together with the World Central Kitchen and greatly appreciates the important work that they do. The IDF Chief of Staff noted that the Army had already completed its preliminary probe into the strike and the findings were shared with him. "It was a mistake that followed a misidentification at night during a war in very complex conditions, but it should not have happened, and there was no intention of harming WCK aid workers," he said. Senior Hamas official Osama Hamdan said on Thursday that there's been no progress in Gaza truce talks. Hamdan accused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of placing obstacles hindering both parties from reaching an agreement and said that the Israeli leader is not interested in securing the release of hostages held by the terror group since the October 7th massacre in southern Israel. President Joe Biden also accused Netanyahu of not being flexible enough in the negotiations. Hamas's Doha-based leader, Ismail Haniyeh, insists that Hamas will not retreat from its demand for a permanent ceasefire in exchange for release of the hostages. There has been a week of ongoing demonstrations against the government, held by some of the families of the hostages, demanding that the government must reach an agreement for their release now. Many of the calls are that there is time to wage war against Hamas, but no time for the lives of the elderly and the sick being held in Gaza, and no time that is acceptable to leave the women who are being raped in the hands of Hamas. Tuesday night's demonstration, which began at the Knesset and ended near Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Jerusalem residence, descended into violence. Officers and demonstrators were treated for injuries sustained through the night, including one officer at whom a protester had lobbed a burning torch. On Wednesday, following Tuesday night's nationwide demands for elections, member of the War Cabinet, Benny Gantz, whose party joined the coalition to serve the war effort, called for Prime Minister Netanyahu to set a date for elections in September 2024. Gantz insisted that going to the polls in some 6 months is necessary to maintain unity and renew trust in the government he joined in an emergency basis following the October 7th onslaught. Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud party responded in a statement saying, at a fateful moment for the state of Israel and in the midst of war, Benny Gantz must stop engaging in petty politics just because of the disintegration of his party, referring to the recent split between Gantz and Gideon Saar. Opposition leader Lapid insisted that Israel cannot wait another 6 months until the worst, most dangerous and failed government in the country's history goes home. Responding to increasing calls to hold an election, Netanyahu told reporters earlier in the week that he believed elections would paralyze the country in the midst of the war, moments before victory, for up to 8 months. Two rockets fired from the Gaza Strip towards Netivot on Thursday were intercepted by the Iron Dome. This attack followed three rockets that were fired from the Gaza Strip, setting off sirens in the evacuated community of Kfar Aza. On Monday, the IDF announced the death of 20-year-old Nadav Cohen and updated its overall toll to 600 soldiers killed since the attacks that triggered the war. Despite some isolated shows of support for Hamas at Al-Aqsa last Friday, Ramadan is coming to an end without significant violence or threatening incidents in Jerusalem, and prayers at Al-Aqsa until the time of this report have been peaceful. Nevertheless, there's been a spate of terrorist attacks in other parts of the country. On Thursday, Lidor Levy, 34, one of the three victims of a terrorist stabbing attack in Ganat Yavne last Sunday night, died from his wounds. He leaves behind an 18-month-old daughter and a wife who is pregnant with the couple's second child. A 19-year-old terrorist from the Hebron area came into the quiet region near a shopping center in Gan Yavne late last Sunday night and found a few places open, including a gym where he stabbed his first victims. He was later killed by a police officer and a municipal guard. The off-duty police officer accused of the reckless manslaughter of Solomon Tekka in 2019, an incident that led to widespread riots by elements of the Ethiopian-Israeli community, was found not guilty by the Haifa Magistrates Court on Tuesday. Tekka, an 18-year-old from the Ethiopian community, sustained fatal injuries from fragments of a bullet that ricocheted up at the teen after the police officer fired a warning shot into the ground at his feet following a violent attack in which Tekka and four other youths threw rocks at the police officer. Judge Zaid Falah ruled that the incident, including the forensic analysis of DNA samples from the incident, demonstrated that the police officer's life was at risk during the attack against him, as were the lives of his wife and three children who were with him at the time, and that the warning shots he fired were a reasonable decision. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.